Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim high, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Hey besties, welcome to this week's episode with our pal Lawrence Allen, business coach, back to help us understand what it was like starting our businesses, talking through the real stuff, the honest stuff, the fears, the thinking about quitting, the imposter syndrome, the hard stuff, the stuff that we so often don't talk about. But when you're armed with it and you know what to expect and you have some tools, man, we can get through anything and literally achieve things that we never imagined were possible. So tune in, let me know your aha moments, enjoy the episode.
Okay, great. So Lawrence, just set us up for a win, friends. So tell us, speak to the class, when you first started your business, what was the craziest thing? Or the craziest fear? What do you want to speak into? The craziest thing that happened or the craziest fear?
Let's go with the fear, right? Like... Because, yeah, we're having a great discussion prior to this, and I feel like we should have just been recording this episode well before we actually hit record. But, yeah, the biggest fear, the craziest fear that was, because I guess, you know, in my line of work and working with different entrepreneurs, like I see different fears creeping in, or as you said, grabbing people as they go to start their business. But I think for me, the biggest one personally was, and I'm sure we're familiar with this term, but that imposter syndrome, right? Or just a fear of not feeling like I was good enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I think, because I'd been coaching and stuff in corporate for years and years, like almost a decade before I started coaching for my own business. But it was like a different sort of coaching. And kind of, I built up this confidence to be like, yeah, I'm a good coach, I can do this. But then as soon as I started, I'm like, oof, I don't have all these safety nets of the corporate space of like, you know, that it's my job and all this. And I started to have these thoughts and everything sort of creeping in. And, you know, that would have been, or that, you know, even to this day, is still probably the biggest kind of fear that slowed down progress initially or right at the start, right? And I think that kind of, I guess, resulted in me like undercharging at the start, like offering so much for free, which, you know, there's the right place to do that, and it's okay to do that at the start as well. But for too long, I probably did that, and then I like also found myself like refining programs, offers. Like my first program, like this 8-week program that I offered initially, like I was like tweaking it, refining it, adjusting it, and doing all this for like, I don't know, months and months and months before I actually released it. And I guess, you know, that I get it caught me out for so long. And to be fair, like it probably wasn't until maybe even like a year later. So I went through all of that kind of just on my own. But then eventually I kind of got to this point where I was working with a coach of my own, and he sort of brought to me like this analogy, which has just hit me so hard. And I kind of wish that, you know, this is one of those classic, I wish someone had told me this sooner, but like he painted this picture of like, to help me overcome this thought of imposter syndrome, and specifically in my coaching business, of like, you know, think about a scale from 1 to 10, you know, in terms of your skill set and where you believe you fall on that. Well, first of all, he's like, actually, you know, think about someone in your industry, like the best of the best, you know, someone like, I don't know, Tony Robbins, or someone that's incredible, that everybody knows. Just put that person as a 10, then think about someone that has no experience at all and think of them as a 0. And he's like, all right, put yourself on that course, on that scale. And I did. I was like, oh, you know, I'm probably like, I don't know, 4. To be honest, I probably even said like a 3 at the time, but you know, put yourself on that. And then he's like, what you need to remember is like, you know, you can be working yourself, you can be growing yourself to move further up that scale, But you've also got to remember that anybody that's kind of, in this case, four or below in this specific industry and this specific skill set, you can support, you can help, and you can really lean into and add value to. And I don't know what, but that just kind of clicked for me, and it just hit so hard to be like, you know what? I don't have to be all of this, in terms of above four. Of course, I don't have to be Tony Robbins to start. Yet there is still so much value. There's still so much service that I can be offering to these people. And again, I'm kind of sitting there being like, man, like, why haven't we connected? Why didn't you haven't I heard this, a year in advance or a year prior? But yeah, that has kind of stuck with me ever since. And when I feel like that little creep of imposter syndrome coming through, it's kind of the thing that I like to try and remind myself about. But that is a very long-winded way to answer the question of what was the fear that gripped me at the start. But you know me, I love to tell a story, so there you are.
I love it. And do you know what though? You probably did hear that in that year, but you weren't ready to hear it. So your
That's a
mind
good
just
point.
that this is what happens. Like these answers, all the solutions to our problems are floating around us, but we have to be at the right level. If there's a part of us, I have goosebumps. If there's a part of us that is not ready for that yet, because if we actually acted on that thing, it would take us to a space that we still don't feel safe to be in. We just will block it up. Which is why we come back to the mind. The mind is the source of all good, because it blows my mind, like just how a shift of a belief, a thought, a revelation totally opens up this whole new version of your life. Nothing's actually changed other than my story, but I'm seeing everything completely differently, and it's like, whoa, I've goosebumps all over.
It's so true though, eh? Like I think, I probably did, and maybe even heard it beforehand, right? Like before I even took on this journey. But and I think it's almost like the law of attraction in the sense of like, the classic when you want to buy a certain type of car and then you start seeing that car absolutely everywhere, or you buy the car and then you see it absolutely everywhere when previously you hadn't. And it's the same sort of thing, I suppose, as we grow and we take on these new levels and we start these new chapters, with that new information comes, which opens up, areas in our brain to think about things, new neural pathways to notice and see stuff that we otherwise would have been oblivious to, right? So yeah, I totally get it. I totally see it. I
And
agree.
that's exactly what it is. But and people always talk about that when you buy a handbag and you see it everywhere, or you buy a car and you see it everywhere, but they forget that it's the same with everything. So like in your case, you're thinking there's a part of you that's feeling like, oh my God, I'm an imposter. Am I good enough? I'm not good enough. So your mind is going out, bringing back information. Your mind is literally scanning your life to bring you evidence to validate that belief. I'm an imposter. So that's why I'm goosebumps. What is happening here? We've hit some gold. But it's like that's why the moment that you shifted and you realized, oh, I actually already have value. I already have something so special to offer. All of a sudden, these things opened up for you. It's like this is how quickly change can happen. It's why I love what we do, because someone can come to us and be like, I'm so stuck. And it's that one little tweak, one little shift away. And often it's just something that you can't see on your own, because we often can't see our own blind spots, right? And it's deep, it's unconscious. Our mind isn't just going to offer it up. If it's holding on to a fear because it thinks that we're safer holding on to it, it's not just going to freely give it to you. You're going to have to work for it, like to dig it up.
Exactly. And I often find that like these ways of thinking and like the parts of the brain, right? I'm very visual, so I almost see it as like doors in the brain, like being closed and then to have them opened, right? We can't necessarily think, and it can't always just be that internal work, even though internal work is very important, but like it needs to happen externally as well, right? Whether that be through something even like journaling and that sort of those sort of practices. But I find obviously the most impactful is when you can speak it out loud and talk about it and have someone reflect things back to you and ask those questions. Because if the doors are closed there, like you say, they're closed for a reason. It's your brain or you're, trying to be protected from something, or at least it thinks it's trying to protect you. But if someone asks the right question, it just kind of enough to nudge that door open a little bit just to see actually it's a happy, bright, light space on the other side. Or well, maybe not always, but it's enough to crack the door open to then actually start that journey of moving into that next phase, right?
100%. And I love this because, of course, it fits perfectly with our topic. Because this is a question that I ask 50 times a day to myself, to my friends, to my clients. And it's that when someone comes to you and they're having resistance around something, they're stuck, they keep repeating a cycle, even though they're trying really hard and they're taking the action, they're still blocked. And so I always say, okay, what is this, like, what is the bad thing that you think is going to happen if you were to achieve that? Because that's the resistance. And it is wild. Like, if we bring it back to the topic of this podcast, right? Like, I was thinking about this, the fears that I have moved through, at least 50 dominant fears, like, that I've had to shift through, and I'm continuing to shift through. Imposter syndrome is a huge one. Not good enough, not worthy, fear of being seen, fear of being judged, fear of being rejected, like, fear of failure, fear of success, like, on and on we go, right?
Endless.
It just, yeah, it goes on and on, and then it cycles around. So you move through one level, and then you're continuing to grow, so it comes through again in a different way, and it's like, it's wild. But it's that when we can sit with it and go, okay, I keep getting blocked at a certain, you know, monthly dollar amount that I can't seem to bust through that. What's going on? Well, there's a part of us that doesn't feel safe to move through it. It's like, what would happen? Oh, I'm going to lose my freedom. I'm going to lose my time. I'm not going to have enough time for my friends. My family are going to judge me because they hate wealthy people. And for me, that's where I measure wealth. So all of these things that seem so crazy, but it's like, it stops us. If we think that our family's going to hate us if we're successful, why would we want to be successful? We have to rewire that. But it's like, it's nothing to do with you or your skill or your business. It's literally your mind trying to protect you. That question is the gold. Like, what scary thing, what bad thing is going to happen? It has.
What is actually the worst that can happen?
That's the key.
That's it. But I also liked what you said is around, because I think it's another important thing to remember is like these fears that come up on your journey, right? I liked how you said that they kind of cycle through at the different levels, because usually it is, you know, if you're getting some sort of fear at the start, chances are you're going to have that same fear appearing differently later on in your journey. And I think it's that's why it's so powerful that we take time to actually sit down and recognize these fears and where they're stemming from, because if we can learn, if we can like befriend these fears and understand them, it means when we get hit with them later on the journey, which will happen, we can identify them sooner and then we can move through them a lot faster as well. So it's almost like if you kind of, once you recognize that a certain fear is holding you back or kind of appearing in your life, like it's almost like treating that as an opportunity to be like, all right, cool. This is actually something I can sit down with and understand. Because if I do that now, it's going to set me up for success later.
100%. And like, and we have to, because it's, if it's coming up, especially in a really strong way, it's like, it's there for a reason. Like, you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
So you can't force your way. And lots of people do this, right? The old hustle culture, just grind. And it's like, but you can't outwork a nervous system that doesn't feel safe. You could work 23 hours a day, but if you feel like it's not safe for you to be successful or seen or whatever, you won't be. Like, you just won't. And crazy things have happened, you know, like crazy things have happened where people will break bones on the way to a job or something, or something extreme will happen, because you got to remember, like, people have, we're not taught about our mind, right? But if our mind is there to keep us safe and alive, it's going to do whatever it takes to keep us safe and alive. And if we ignore it, if our body is saying to us, I don't feel safe, I feel really scared, and you're like, shut up, I'm doing this, you can't get away with that. It doesn't work. Like, it just doesn't work.
No, that's it. Like, you might be lucky and you might get like one or two kind of quick wins, but sustainability wise for your long term, you know, sustainable success, again, like we've talked about on previous episodes, whatever success means to you, you know, that's not going to last. That's going to fall through very quickly, right?
But it's, and it blows my mind too. I mean, even in relation to business, how, like, because we are the business, there's no separation. So when people think about professional life and personal life, it's like, that does not exist. You are, your everything that we feel about ourselves, every belief that we have, we're going to bring into the business. So really we need to be the number one priority. Like the work needs to go into us first and then it ripples out. Not the
100%.
opposite. And that's what people do, though, right? They burn out, they try to do all the things and then they don't do any work on themselves. And it's like 80% of your success is your psychology. It's insane. But it's hard. It's very uncomfortable. And so much of it, like it just blows my mind every time I've hit a wall and I'm like digging into it, like, what is this about? And it has nothing to do with business. It'll link back to a moment in childhood where I felt unsafe. And it's like a part of me that doesn't want me to break through this level because it doesn't feel safe. It has nothing to do with the business. It's my 9-year-old self freaking out that something terrible is going to happen to me if I hit that next level. So it's like, I'm not sitting here doing marketing plans. I'm literally journaling or like meditating with my inner child, you know, like creating safety in my nervous system. And then guess what? The next day something happens and it moves the needle forward. It's wild. Like it's,
that's it.
But nothing to do with business. And it's the same. Every single thing, money, like visibility, all of it. It's all about what we feel internally. Nothing to do with business. Well, no, obviously, we still have to do businessy things, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're like, fine, I'll just pack up there and go home then.
Exactly. But no, what you're saying, I do 100% agree with, though, right? Like, it's you know, it's these blocks that get in our way. You know, they or like are slowing the momentum or whatever, they're not to be ignored. And we, by taking the time to sit with them, to understand them, you know, it really does. So I almost like see it as like, if we're kind of, if these fears or these thoughts and everything that's happening, you know, if we're just ignoring them, they're kind of festering in our mind and they're taking up all the space and it's kind of expanding and growing and growing. Again, I'm very visual, so I like literally can see this throughout my mind, like taking up all the space in my brain, and it's not allowing space for me to be creative, to do the marketing plan, say, or create the content or do the thing, because my brain is just taken up by all the stuff, which I might not even realize. But it's once you are lucky enough to have some sort of trigger that tells you actually something's not quite right here, it's not feeling right, you know, leaning into that trigger to actually then give yourself the time and space to acknowledge, to look into that, and then by doing that it shrinks that kind of cloud in your mind to allow you to then do the other cool things, the exciting things that you want to be doing, like say the marketing plan, the content, or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah it is insane how much energy it takes up when we have that conflict in our brain. So when there's like a part of us that wants it, but then there's a part of us that's afraid to have it. It is so hard because we're full, like we're showing up and we're doing the things, but our subconscious is just like, nah, you can hustle all you want. What? It's not going to happen. And so you're like, what the heck? Like I've posted 5 times today for every day for a month and nothing's happened. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, because you don't feel safe to be seen. Like you don't feel, you know? And then you're like, oh, so when you focus on that part, all of a sudden the energy comes back. And I always notice this within me. Like when I start getting frustrated, there's always something going on. When things, it's not flowing, I get in the energy of like, I should do this. I have to do this. I'm like, there's something going on. I'm forcing myself. Things should flow. That's the thing. When our conscious and our subconscious are in alignment, it should feel like, yes, obviously sometimes we have to do things like taxes that are not fun, but there's still a part of you that's like, cool, I get to do this because it's part of my business, which is cool, you know?
Yeah.
As opposed to like every day, I have put it in my calendar, so I have to do this even though I really don't want to do it. It's like, don't then, step back. Like there's something bigger going on here.
What's causing that frustration? Absolutely. I think for me, frustration is a key tell, but also unexplained tiredness is another one for me.
Yes.
Like if I'm like had a good sleep, been eating well, exercising, like the normal stuff, like, but still I'm really tired at the end of creating some content. I'm like, why? Maybe, and that's another tell that something's not aligning there, and maybe I should be looking into what I'm actually doing and the type of work that I'm doing, and is it actually, you know, supporting what I want to be doing and that sort of thing. So I think it's another big tell for me, not just frustration, absolutely, but then if I'm just randomly tired after doing something.
Yeah, I love that. I've spoken about this in another episode, about that tiredness. When I'm like exhausted, that's my mind literally trying to stop me from taking action. It's like, this
Yeah.
sucks. I hate being tired. Like, there's nothing worse than not having energy, right? But
Yeah.
it's that. It's like, oh, what's going on here that I feel so sluggish? Like, and then there's
There's
always
some
just that.
internal battle happening. It's like taking up all this energy, right? Yeah.
And that's the hard thing. I mean, we can have as much willpower in the world, but our subconscious is like, my job is to keep you alive. Like, you're not gonna, this is not happening. Not until you've got me on board. Right? So, okay. So,
100%.
if we sort of go back to like the beginning of your business, so like you had that year that was fun. How many times have you thought about quitting, or have you wanted to quit over the years?
Oh, that is a great question because I even find it hard to give an honest answer for that, right? Because just being honest and transparent, like the instantly that little ego voice does come up to be like, you don't want to quit, you love this, which I do. But there has most definitely been times where I've been like, is this worth it? Like, should I? And for different reasons, like, in that first very first year where I was feeling that imposter syndrome hard, I can't give an exact number, but probably at least once a month, I was like, is this really worth it? Is this what I actually want to be doing? I was struggling because I still had a job that I really enjoyed. And I was like wasting all my energy and well, what I felt like I was wasting my energy and time over the weekends and stuff because friends were doing things and they were going out and so there was countless times probably through that. But then even more recently, like when I've been traveling as a digital nomad and like balancing between adventure and fun and business, and I'm like, I want to be doing more of this fun stuff? Is this really paying off? Like, should I be doing this? And then, even more recently, like where, because we've got some big expenses coming up, one of which is a wedding, and it's just like, while the business is doing what it needs to be doing, I'm like, should I also be getting, a high paying job that can, bring some more income in and this sort of stuff? And then what would that mean? Should I? So there's always going to be these thoughts that do creep in, right? And so I can't give you an exact number for that question, but it happens all the time. And I think it's natural. And I think it's actually okay because if you have that thought that pops up, should I still be doing this or should I quit? Should I do something different? Like, and you can have that honest conversation with yourself. That's how you're going to be able to create something long lasting. Because if you can still just come to the decision that this is the right space, then each time you do that and you have that healthy discussion with yourself and maybe those others that are involved in the business, say if it's not just you, it kind of makes it stronger and stronger in that foundation as you sort of move forward and move through some of those challenges or through some of those fears, right?
So as I was listening to you just then, I started getting like visions of us creating stuff together, because I was just like, this is that is the most like incredible answer, and thank you for being so transparent. And this is why I keep inviting you back, because we're here for the truth. This is why this podcast exists. I'm not interested in the bullshit and the fluff and the, oh no, you just have a perfect mindset and you never have fear and you never doubt yourself. I doubt myself constantly. I had a meltdown today. Like, it's like, it doesn't, it's just part of the journey. And it's because we're pushing hard and we're aiming high. And it is so scary and so hard. And then you still have to function in a world where there's all this outside noise. And it's so, like, I love that. I relate 1,000% to everything that you just said.
Man, appreciate that. Yeah, because like I said, like I even said, it's not always easy to even say that sort of stuff or even say it verbally. But it's important, right? Because as we were even discussing, I can't remember if prior to this or even just on Messenger before the podcast, but it's like, oh, I lost my train of thought there, but I think it's just such an important thing. To acknowledge that it's not always going to be a squeaky journey and that times are going to come where you have to have those honest chats with yourself, and that's okay because it can create something more exciting and more true and even some solid foundations to grow from or stronger foundations.
100%. And it builds safety within yourself. Like, what we're speaking about is building safety, right? Your mind has to be on board, your body has to be on board. So if our body is saying, oh my God, I'm freaking out, I feel so scared, should I quit? And we can sit with it and listen and reflect and be like, you know what? I hear you. Like, yes, but this is what I'm going to do. This is why we're doing it. It validates, I've goosebumps again. What the heck? But it validates that, right? And it builds safety. Yeah. So it means that when we go to aim higher, our body is like, okay, cool. We can actually trust that if something happens, we've got it. We've got ourselves. We're not just going to throw ourselves off a cliff and hope for the best. And it's like, that is the boring, hard work that makes the difference that no one wants to talk about, because sitting with yourself and your fear and your imposter syndrome and your doubts and the very real financial stuff that we have to deal with, it's terrifying. Mm. It's going to invite you to believe in yourself 1,000 times a day. And and actually something that also came to mind. So, you know, if we think about like the Tony Robbins and those sorts of people, it's like they're so far from the beginning that it's like they're disconnected. They're disconnected from the journey because they rock out knowing they're the man, 30, 40, 50 years experience. And it's like, to me, that's something that I really long for. And it's what I follow people for is vulnerability and the truth. Mm. I want to know that you're human and that you've sat on the floor and cried just like I have, you know, like, not that you are perfect all the time. And, and if I think a negative thought, I've failed somehow, you know, it's like, it's just not real. It's just not real.
No, not at all. I think that is also so true. And that's why I think, and it's kind of like the danger, I guess, as we know about social media and like kind of seeing all these people doing all their things, but it's also the beauty in social media of like, you know, finding people that you resonate with and resonate with your part of your journey and connecting with them and like, say, learning from them. It even comes back to like that scale thing that I was talking about. You know, if you're someone that's looking to take those next steps and to be growing in whatever field, industry, whatever it might be, it's not always looking for that person that is a 10 on that scale. Maybe it's just looking for someone that's 1 point ahead of you or a couple of points ahead of you. Because I think that's where you'll find the most growth. Well, the realest growth, if I can put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. So advice that you would give to someone starting out, starting their business, freaking out, imposter syndrome. Yeah. Oh my God, can I do this? Everyone else is better than me, but I want to do it, but I'm terrified. Advice for the beginner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so much. I think, again, just to drum home the point of the scale, I think that's a beautiful place for anybody to start. You know, it impacted me in such a profound way, but I think, yeah, definitely take the time to do that. You know, so to re-explain that point is just have a look at the industry, at the space that you're stepping into, the business that you want to start. Envision someone that's absolutely killing it, absolutely smashing it, put them as a 10, somebody that's got absolutely no experience, just starting out as a 0, plotting yourself on that scale, and then noticing that everybody below that is, you know, a space that you can be helping, providing service. Like, obviously this works really well for service providers, but also if you're offering some sort of products and goods, because again, there's going to be a portion of the market that is, you're able to support and offer that product too. So that's very much, you know, where I would start and what I would suggest. But other than that, it's around just taking those small steps and those small actions. Not everything has to be perfect all at once as you go to start out, but taking those small consistent actions and steps is going to build that momentum, and that's what's going to help things move forward over time, rather than having to have everything all perfect all at once. Because if you're going in with that mindset, truthfully, nothing's really going to take hold. Nothing's going to move forward if it's all just happening, you know, under this, it's got to be perfect before I start mentality. So small actions, imperfect action, imperfect steps, moving forward, stumbling forward, failure, it's going to happen. It's part of the journey, but those are those opportunities to learn from, right? So yeah, that's what I would say as some generic advice.
And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here, and please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at the Monica Ferguson,
Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.